About the 70th anniversary of Allied forces freeing the survivors of Auschwitz, Senator Cruz said 70 years ago, Allied forces liberated the concentration camp in Auschwitz, Poland. 7,000 survivors were mercifully freed. Some 1.3 million souls, however, did not emerge from those cursed gates. They were victims of the systematic torture, abuse, and murder that characterized the genocidal Nazi project that attempted to eradicate the Jews. 70 years ago, a great evil was beaten back, and the remarkable success of the Jewish people to establish their own flourishing democratic state stands as the quintessential testimony to this victory. But as recent events so starkly remind us, the evil of anti-Semitism may have been defeated at Auschwitz, but it was not eradicated, said Senator Cruz. Friends, what happened under the German regime was horrific, and sadly, even more people were killed in the Soviet Union over time and by the Khmer Rouge in the killing fields of Cambodia. All happened under utopian-based political regimes in which the people were promised futures of near perfection on Earth, especially when it came to such things as material well-being, equality of status and earnings, and many of the other envy-based issues which politicians still use to this day to motivate people to hand them power. Americans should remember that the only just power is that which is given by the consent of the governed, and when we, the governed, don't act, don't object, don't vote, we, the governed, are giving a form of consent which, when taken to all too familiar extremes, can be disastrous. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.